Hello, Brevet. Welcome back. Here we are again for another Business in Focus class. In our previous dialogue class, we talked a little bit about Justin's performance review, right? We saw that Justin has been doing great in his position and that his evaluation went pretty well. So today, we're going to take some sentences from that dialogue and take a closer look at some words, some structures, and also and especially, we're going to work on the pronunciation of some expressions and some sentences so that you can become a more fluent English speaker. So just as I did in our previous classes, I'm going to read the sentences slowly at first so that you can repeat after me if you'd like to, and then I'm going to read them again at a normal pace. All right, let's get started then. We start there with number one. I have to admit I'm a little nervous. I have to admit I'm a little nervous. No big secrets here, right? 1.1, I'm a bit anxious, I have to admit. I'm a bit anxious, I have to admit. Remember that we saw last class that the word bit is very similar to little and it has many different uses, many interesting uses that you can use, that you can apply in your everyday conversations, right? Right here, it's basically the same thing as little. So I'm a bit anxious, I'm a little anxious. They both mean the same thing, right? Also remembering that when I end a word in a consonant sound and the next word begins with a vowel sound, like here, I'm gonna link them together and I'm gonna pronounce them as if they were only one word. So bit anxious, bit anxious. Bit anxious, bit anxious. I'm a bit anxious, okay? I'm a bit anxious, I have to admit. All right? 1.2. I have to admit I'm feeling rather insecure. I have to admit I'm feeling rather insecure. Remember I told you last class about the meaning of the word rather? Rather in this situation here is basically a synonym of pretty, pretty as an adverb, right? And of quite. And they all have a similar meaning to the word very, right? A similar meaning, not quite the same, but very similar, pretty similar, right? So I can say, I have to admit I'm feeling rather insecure, or I have to admit I'm feeling quite insecure, or I have to admit I'm feeling pretty insecure. They all mean basically the same thing, all right? 1.3. I'm a bit nervous about this. I'm a bit nervous about this. Notice once again how I'm going to connect the words because one ends in a consonant sound and the next begins with a vowel sound. Here we have I'm a, and we're not going to pause between these two expressions, right? We're not going to say I'm a. I'm going to say it all together as if they were only one expression. I'm a, right? I'm a, I'm a. I'm a bit nervous. I'm a bit nervous. I'm a bit nervous about this. I'm a bit nervous about this. All right. So moving on. Number two, I'm anxious to know how I've been doing. I'm anxious to know how I've been doing. No big issues here, right? 2.1. I can't wait to do my performance review. I can't wait to do my performance review. You may have noticed that I didn't pronounce the letter T very strongly in the word can't, okay? In American English, sometimes it can be a little hard, a little difficult to notice the difference between can't of cannot and the word can, just can in an affirmative way, right? So the pronunciation of the word can't and the word can is indeed a little different, even though Americans don't pronounce the letter T, right? Let's stop here for a while just to analyze the situation here. When I have the word can in an affirmative way, can, affirmative, right? Notice how my an is long. Can, 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 can. I can do this. I can do this. So can in the affirmative is kind of a long vowel sound. Can, can, right? While when I say can't, my negative way, which is basically can plus not our negative particle, right? Which becomes cannot, and then contracting becomes can't, right? I'm not going to pronounce the T, but my letter N is going to be pronounced a little differently. It's going to be shorter and it's going to be very nasal, right? Can, 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 can. Okay, so I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can't do this. Can, can, can. Okay, so it's more in your nose than anything else, right? So when you pronounce the affirmative can, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And when you pronounce the negative can't, I can't do this, can't, 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 I can't do this, okay? So it's a short and sound and it's very nasal, can't, can't, can't. All right, so when we have the affirmative can, it's a longer and vowel sound, can. I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. If not, if I'm talking about the negative can't, it's a shorter nasal and contracted sound. I can't do this, can't, can't, can't. I can't do this, I can't do this. I can't wait for my performance review. All right, so this is something that you should practice a lot at home so that you can perfect your pronunciation, right? So can for affirmative and can't for negative. All right, let's move on then. 2.2. I'm eager to know about my performance. I'm eager to know about my performance. Notice here that when I speak slowly, I pronounced the word to a little more clearly than when I speak faster, right? So I'm eager to know. I'm eager to know about my performance, okay? So when I speak slowly, the word to is a little more clear. When I speak faster, I'm eager to know, I'm eager to know, eager to, eager to, eager to. Okay, so the word to sounds more similar to do. Okay, do, 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 do. I'm eager to, eager to, eager to know, eager to know, eager to know. I'm eager to know, I'm eager to know about my performance. Okay, so depending on your pace, depending on how fast you're talking, the word to is not going to be pronounced as T-O, but more similarly to D-O, do, do. I'm eager to know, I'm eager to know, do. I'm eager to know, I'm eager to know about your performance. All right, 2.3, I'm looking forward to discussing my results. I'm looking forward to discussing my results. No problems here, right? So moving on, these quarterly reviews focus on performance. These quarterly reviews focus on performance. Let's stop here for a while to talk about a difference in terms of pronunciation between these and this, okay? It might be a little hard for us Brazilians to understand or to notice the clear difference because they all might sound a little bit like the letter I, a letra I in Portuguese, right? So the letter I in Portuguese. It might sound like this, this, but it's not. There is a big difference between them, and I'm gonna show you now. Well, when we talk about this in the singular, this, 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 it's a more closed sound, right? So it's something like this, 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 right? Something similar to that, this. While when we say the plural, these, it's a long sound. These, 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 right? So this singular, these plural. This singular, these plural. This, these, this, these, this, these. So let's see one example to make this a little more clear. We can say, for example, this problem doesn't concern me. Or I could say these problems don't concern me, right? So this problem doesn't concern me. These problems don't concern me. This problem, these problems. This problem, these problems. This problem doesn't concern me. These problems don't concern me. All right, can you notice a difference? Here's another thing to practice a lot at home, right? So don't forget. Well, moving on, 3.1. These one-on-one reviews are meant to provide you with feedback. These one-on-one reviews are meant to provide you with feedback. This expression here is quite interesting, which is one-on-one. Because we're talking about one person talking to another person, and they are both present. They are both there, physically there. So they're having a conversation in person, right? Just two people there talking live, right? So those people are both there in the same place talking to one another, one-on-one, all right? So these one-on-one reviews aren't meant to provide you with feedback. Here's another verb of those many that we have already seen that has a lot of different meanings and that actually can be used in many different contexts, in many different situations, which is the verb mean, right? The verb mean, the verb to mean, can have a lot of different meanings, right? And the first of them is the one we can see here in our situation, which is used to express a purpose. So something you intend. So something you intend, something that has a specific purpose. Let me give you one example so that you can understand this a little better. I could say, for example, I meant to go running, but it started to rain. I meant to go running, but it started to rain. So my purpose, my intention was to go running, but I couldn't because it started to rain. Also, the verb mean, the verb to mean in the sense of purpose, can also be used in the passive voice, just like we have here in our example, right? These one-on-one reviews are meant to provide you with feedback. We're using the passive voice here, are meant expressing a purpose. These one-on-one reviews have the purpose of providing you with feedback. Let's see one more example here. That letter was meant to be an apology. So the purpose of that letter was to be an apology. All right, so this is the first meaning that we have for the verb to mean. Let's see another one. We can also use the verb mean, the verb to mean, to express the note. That is when something has a meaning, right? So if I say, for example, what does this word mean? I'm asking about the meaning. I'm asking you to denote that word for me. What does this word mean? All right? Another use of the verb mean is represent, okay? If I say, for instance, in this poem, the flower means freedom. So in this poem, the flower means freedom. And this poem, the flower represents freedom. It has an abstract, an imaginary meaning, right? Something that is not very literal, okay? Another use of the verb mean is when I use it to indicate that something has importance, to have importance. When I say, for example, he doesn't mean anything to me, he doesn't have any importance to me, all right? And finally, you can also use mean to indicate that something has something as a consequence. So have as a consequence. For instance, when I say fire means smoke. So smoke is a consequence of fire. So fire has as a consequence smoke. Fire means smoke. All right. So we have all of these different options, all of these different meanings for the word mean, right? And once again, pay attention here to the pronunciation of the word mean, right? It's a long E, mean. So mean, mean, mean. So it doesn't matter if it means intend, denote, represent, have importance, or have as a consequence. The pronunciation is always going to be like this. Mean, mean, mean. All right, so when I say, I didn't mean to hurt you, in a sense of having the purpose, I didn't have the purpose, I didn't have the intention to hurt you, right? I didn't mean to hurt you. I didn't mean, 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 okay? And then when we use it in the participle, just like we have here in our situation, then the pronunciation is meant, meant, okay? Meant, meant. These reviews are meant to provide you with feedback. Okay, so mean in the present form and meant in the participle form. All right, mean and meant. Mean, meant. Alright, moving on. 3.2. A performance review concerns the results of your work. A performance review concerns the results of your work. Let's just remember here that the word concern can mean regard, right? So a performance review concerns the results. A performance review regards the results, talks about the results. All right, so in this situation, we have concern meaning regard, but also the word concern can mean worry, right? So when I say I'm concerned about you, it means that I'm worried about you, right? So we have these two options of meaning when it comes to the word concern. So it can either mean regard, talk about. So this review concerns the results. This review regards, talks about the results. And worry, I am concerned about you. I am worried about you. All right, moving forward. 3.3. This meeting is an employee performance evaluation. This meeting is an employee performance evaluation. No big secrets here, right? So let's move forward. I believe I've been doing well so far. I believe I've been doing well so far. Once again, here we have that expression of do well, meaning do a good job, right? Do a good job. So I believe I've been doing well. I believe I have been doing a good job. And also we are using the present perfect continuous here. I've been doing, because it's something that started in the past and continues in the present, right? So I've been doing. 4.1. I'd say I've been doing good work so far. I'd say I've been doing good work so far. No problems here, I believe, right? 4.2. I think my performance has been good lately. I think my performance has been good lately. Let's just remember here once again the pronunciation of the word been. All right, so been. I've been doing well. I've been doing good work. My performance has been good lately. All right, so been. 4.3. I consider my performance satisfactory. I consider my performance satisfactory. No issues here. Okay, so moving forward. My results have been good and I'm getting along rather well with the team. My results have been good and I'm getting along rather well with the team. Here we have one sentences in which we mix two different expressions that we saw some classes ago, right? Which is get along meaning have a relationship, right? And the expression rather, so getting along rather well. I'm getting along, my relationship is what? Rather well, pretty good, quite good. I'm doing fine with my coworkers, they like me, okay? 5.1, I'm having good results and I'm very close to my teammates. I'm having good results and I'm very close to my teammates. The word teammates is part of a group of words that have a very similar construction. Teammate comes from team and mate. Okay, so two different words that when you put together, they have a new meaning. You know that the word mate, as I told you some time ago, means colleague, friend, something like that, right? So when I say my team mates, I'm meaning the colleagues from my team, the friends from my team. So the colleagues or the friends from my team, right? So similarly, we have words like roommate, which is the colleague or the friend from my room, meaning that it's the person that lives with me, right? I could also say my playmate. So it's the person, the colleague, the friend who plays with me, plays soccer, plays chess, plays video games. Those are your playmates, right? I could also say my classmate. So the person, the colleague, the friend from my class is my classmate, right? A very interesting construction here. So you can understand how many times when you have a word that ends in mate, depending on the word that comes before, team, room, play, class, you can understand where the relationship comes from. All right, let's move on. 5.2. My performance has been good and the team likes me. My performance has been good and the team likes me. No secrets here, right? 5.3. I've been doing excellent work and my relationship with the team is great. I've been doing excellent work and my relationship with the team is great. Let's take a chance here to remember that when we have the word E and the word A together, normally my pronunciation is going to be a long E, right? So in team or mean or clean or bean and so on, we have a long E when we pronounce those words. Team, mean, clean, bean, and so on, right? Also, there's another category of word here in relationship, which indicates a very interesting and very important suffix that I have already talked about in our classes, which is a suffix ship, right? We can see the suffix ship in many other words like companionship or friendship or partnership and so on, right? So ship, the suffix ship, indicates the state of. So a relationship, the state of a relation. A companionship, the state of a companion. So being a companion. Friendship, meaning the state of having or being a friend. Partnership, the state of having or being a partner, and so on. All right, let's move on. I agree with you on both accounts. I agree with you on both accounts. We have already seen this sentence before in our previous class, so let's move on. 6.1. I think you're completely right. Once again, let's take a chance to see the difference in terms of pronunciation of your and your, right? So your, from the contraction of you are, sounds like your, right? Your. You're right. You're completely right. While your, the possessive adjective, your, as in your car, is an open sound. So your, right? Your car. You're right. You are right. You're right. But your car, the car that belongs to you, your car. All right? 6.2. I totally agree with your perspective on both situations. I totally agree with your perspective on both situations. No big issues here, right? 6.3. You're correct about both issues. You're correct about both issues. Let's take a chance here one more time to remember that when we have a word that ends in TH with that sound and the next word begins with a vowel sound like issues, we are also gonna link them together and say as if they were only one word. Both issues. Okay, so you're correct about both issues. Okay, moving forward, there is still a lot of space for improvement. No big secrets here, right? 7.1. There's still plenty of room for improvement. First thing I want to draw your attention to here is the word plenty, which is an excellent substitute for the expression a lot, right? So you can use plenty to avoid repeating a lot many times. You can say, for example, I have a lot of free time, or you could say, I have plenty of free time. Okay, so I can use plenty in the sense of a lot as well. Okay, and also here, just to remind you that I talked to you last class about the word room being used as space, as an abstract concept, right? So space, there is plenty of room for improvement. There is plenty of space for improvement in an abstract way. Okay, 7.2, there's a lot that can still be improved. No problems here, right? 7.3. There are many aspects that can be improved. Let's just remember here the contraction of there are. There are, which is there. And let's Notice, let's pay attention to the pronunciation that we have here. It's quite special. There, 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 there. Okay, so it's a long sound. There. There are many aspects. There are many aspects. There are many aspects. There are many aspects that can be improved. Okay, so there, there, there are many aspects. All right, moving forward. Have you seen our training materials? Have you seen our training materials? No big issues here. 8.1. Did you attend a training seminar? Did you attend a training seminar? Notice here how I pronounced the contraction of did and you. I said, did you? Did you? Did you? Did you? There is no problem in saying, did you? Did you? Did you? Okay, but normally when you say it a little faster, you're gonna say, did you? Did you? Did you attend? Did you attend a training seminar? All right, 8.2. Did you watch the instructional videos? Did you watch the instructional videos? No big problems here, so let's move on. 8.3. Have you searched the knowledge base? Have you searched the knowledge base? Notice here once again that there are three different ways of pronouncing the ED when we have regular verbs in the simple past, right? The word searched, for example, sounds like searched, right? So searched, 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 not searched, okay? Searched. Have you searched? Have you searched the knowledge base? Have you searched the knowledge base? And so on. All right, so we're going to stop our class here today because I know that you have a lot to think about and a lot to practice, right? So I'll see you in our next class once again to work a little more on the structures that we saw in our previous dialogue and work on your pronunciation and take a closer look at some words and some expressions. All right, so I'll see you next time. Have a good one, private.